wish I could tell you. Wish I could describe it. I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture. There aren't enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful and powerful. Who are we talking about? That's my King. We declare the glory, give Him all the honor. Altogether worthy. Who are we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore you. All of this is for you. Who are we talking about? That's my King. I'm not letting the rocks cry without joining the chorus. There aren't enough notes to make the harmony. It's the song of the ages,
angels
of the ages,
angels,
the earth and heaven symphony. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful and powerful. Who are we talking about? That's my King. We declare the glory, give Him all the honor. Altogether worthy. Who are we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore you. All of this is for you. Who are we talking about? That's my King.
My protector, that's my King. The only man to ever come back from the grave. The only man to ever die for our sins. That's why we're here. That's why we get up today. That's why we have breath in our lungs, thoughts in our mind. That's why our heart beats every day. That's how we know we can run to a man who can cover every sin and every blemish with a prayer. So today we come to him in prayer. Whatever prayer you need, whether it be on the projector, whether it be Sharon Little, Deborah Metzger, Mandy Stinson, Mandy Giberson, Austin Pence, Michael Malone, Wade Batchelor, Brother Clark, Sister Dickie, David Young, Sydney Crawford, Brother Goforth. Whatever need you have on your heart this morning, whatever name you have on your mind, God has it in his hand. So we come to him as prayer. Lord, we lift up your holy name. We thank you for this fellowship, Lord. We know that you have need, problem in your hands, God. We thank you, Jesus, and we lift you up, God.
Fills all the temple. greatest. Your name stands above them all. Oh God, all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. I know you know it. Sing it out. Your name.
Your name is the highest.
Jesus.
Your name. King of
Him. Can you think about the things that He's done in your life? Oh God, You are worthy. You're still worthy. It's still worth it to worship You.
Pentecostal Church of Paris this Easter morning. Amen. Who is excited to be in the house of God on Resurrection Sunday? Praise the name of the Lord. We are excited. Turn to somebody close to you. Give them a smile. They might be a little sweaty right now because we've been worshiping. So don't tell them. They know it. And say, you look good this morning. Turn to your other neighbor that you ignored and say, neighbor, second choice, you look good this morning. You know who it was. We are so excited that you joined us in service today. If it's your first time, your 100th time, we are so glad that you made it to the house of God. There is nothing better than to worship with your brothers and sisters, to worship with people close to you. There's nothing like it. And thank you for choosing to spend your holiday morning with us. And we have some announcements. And then we're going to have our tithe and offering come. But we have on the 22nd, it's going to be a church business meeting at 7 p.m. So do not forget that. That is the 22nd church business meeting at 7 p.m. On the 24th, we have our Ladies United Fellowship. The foyer, there's going to be a sign-up sheet in the foyer. So ladies, make sure you sign up for that. On the 26th, we're going to have our watch group, which is our men's group. We're going to have a couples night. So ladies are getting involved in it. And so we have a couples game night from 4 to 7 p.m. That is going to be on the 26th. It's going to be in the foyer as well as where our sign-up sheet is going to be. So make sure that couples, you are planning to sign up to that to attend. Game night is going to be a lot of fun. That's the 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. On the 27th is going to be our pastor and first lady's retirement service. Make sure that you are planning to be there to celebrate, to honor, and to, scripture says, like, to give honor where honor is due. And I don't know if we have enough to give of honor that is due to Brother and Sister Meyer. Can we give a hand to our pastor and our pastor's wife of 42 years?
Hallelujah.
It's in order. It's in order for sure. Amen. We love them, and this is our chance to show it. And so there'll be a gift and a card box available for us to drop cards and gifts into. That'll be on the 27th, so make sure you are there attending for their retirement service. On the 27th as well, our mission pledge is due. And then in May, we have our, on the 1st, our senior scholarship letters are due, so make sure those are turned in to Sister Lisa Calico. On the 3rd is our North Texas District Men's Retreat. And there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer. There's also online sign-up. So men, make sure that you are planning to attend that. It should be a great time. And then our coffee room has t-shirts for sale. All proceeds go back to the church. So make sure that you make your way to the coffee shop. Buy yourself a t-shirt. Buy yourself a coffee. Whatever it is. If you want, I wear a medium. And so if you want to buy a shirt, it's fine. And we also have our Father's Day raffle. Men's got it going on right now. I tell you what, Mike, I don't know. I'm excited. So find a leader of the watch group and to purchase or use a QR code. There's a raffle for a gun. And we are excited. I don't know if I can say that on live stream. It's fine. All right. And we are, if we could all stand. Tithe and our offering, our ushers are going to come, and we've given of our worship. That's what we're called to do. Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. And there's a scripture that says a sacrifice of praise, meaning when it's not always easy or convenient or when you feel like it or you have the energy, but it's a sacrifice. It's when you give when it's not always the easiest. That is our reasonable service. That's what we are called to do. And I encourage us that we have one more song to lift our hands if we are able, to clap our hands if we are able, to lift up our voice. But then we also get to give of ourselves, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. But we get to give of our finances. We get to give personally into the kingdom of God to push it forward. That is one of the greatest contributions we can ever give, is into the kingdom of God. And so right now, Father, I thank you for your presence. God, I thank you for rising up on the third day, for dying for our sins, but rising up to show us that we can have everlasting life, that we don't have to be dead in our sins and our transgressions, but we can rise up and we can live, and we can live in eternity with you. And so, Father, I give you what is due. I give you myself and my praise and my finances, and I pray that you bless what is given. You bless the giver and anoint the man of God as he delivers your anointed word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
You made a covenant with me that still speaks. Now I'm forgiven, I'm called righteous, I'm made clean. Cross of Calvary, you gave it all to purchase me. You are the Savior and the God who sets me free.
Now my Lord cries, this is my Redeemer. With my whole life, I will give you praise. All the glory to the one who's worthy, because of Jesus, I have been changed.
God bless you as you're seated. There is no entertainment that can satisfy the need of life. There is no human that by themselves can satisfy a marriage or a home, a job or a place of employment. There is only one source that can source everything, from the economy to the home and to eternity. And that is the mighty God. The book says it simply, God became sin, who knew no sin, that we through him might become the righteousness of God. I'm asking us today to pledge ourselves on this Easter Sunday, the triumph of death and the grave, that we pledge ourselves to upgrade the spiritual economy everywhere we go. Somehow, a smile. Somehow, a nice thought. Somehow, an experience that literally shows that you are living in the ultimate level of victory, and that you're not downcast because you have a risen spirit inside of you. And for thus we experience this day to be one of the greatest revolutions in the world, and that is a power source that sin cannot stop. It is within our rank. It is within our reach. It is within our ability to think God, to think righteousness, to think peace, and to think joy. Those three things are the kingdom powers that suggest to the devil, don't fool with them. Let the devil know he's not going to live in your house. He's not going to live in your hands. He's not going to live in your mind. He's not going to live in your car. You and I are going to satisfy the Messiah that said, I will come and I will justify you and I will empower you and I will create in you a power source that you can trample over demons and serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means tear you down. We are here on this Easter Sunday to recognize we have a door and we have a God and we have a future that we're not giving up. My subject today is what came out of the tomb. We must realize that from the beginning, God was in Christ. Don't let people try to manage earthly thoughts when there is a heavenly power structure. God, Spirit, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God is a spirit, and that structure and power moved into a sinful body, and he became sin who knew no sin, that we through him might become the righteousness of God. I want to really pound that into us today, that Jesus Christ, in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead. That's the reason in a flesh body he could heal the cripple. In the flesh body, he could call Lazarus out of a graveyard. In a flesh body, he would suffer at the cross. You will never suffer anything greater than him, because none of us were born with a spirit until we were born again, according to Acts 2:38 and 37. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you will have power in that spiritual arena. And then he tells us we are saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, because it's very easy for this flesh to take over. And that's why over and again it is postured in the book, crucify your flesh daily. In other words, get it under control and don't let jealousy and envy and strife and all of the malicious intent of a world try to help us to defeat what we need to defeat with God's wonderful spirit. And so today, I want us to look that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He loves you. Look at your neighbor and just tell him, God loves you. None of us have ever paid the price that he paid to say those words. That is some of the greatest words in heaven. Your next breath, which I have tried to use a lot in the last few months, declares that God is in this house. You didn't get a machine to get your air breathing. God created humanity. And somehow, after living in liquid for somewhere not close to 9 months, you came out breathing. You haven't had a bigger miracle than living in liquid and suddenly having air. And how long have some of you, is anybody here 100? 90? Close to 90? That's got a young crowd here. It's awesome. How about 70? Well, Brother Brad's got it made. Nobody over 70. I am so glad for him and y'all. Y'all write me a story every now and then. Tell me when you get old. It is a thrill today to be real. And it's wonderful that God has kept you breathing for 60 years, 50 years, 40 years, and just keep going down. We got some little ones here today that's just barely in the one-year-old bracket, and they're still breathing, and it's wonderful. I want to encourage you this Sunday morning as we look at that empty tomb, and my subject again, out of that tomb came something so forceful that the powers of hell and darkness can't stop it. You have the privilege of being the light of the world. When you are repentant of your sins and filled with the Holy Ghost and you are baptized into Jesus Christ economy, you become the light of the world. And we dare not put a veil over it. And that flesh can try to do it. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. So let us walk with the Christ to the hill, sensing the wide range. Can you imagine what all the feelings were that day from the people that had gotten healed? How about the people that had found hope? How about the people that found love? They followed love. They followed faith. They followed greatness. They followed healing. They followed it all. What would you have thought if you walked up Calvary's Hill? What would you have thought if you had been the one on the cross and had done all of the things that were good and none of the things that were bad? What would be the feeling or the sensation that would rise up in you as you saw them lay him on that cross and then put nails in his hands, his feet tied to the cross? And somehow in that picture, you knew that he said, though I am put in the grave 3 days, 3 nights, but I'm coming out. What would your feelings have been if it would have been your child that he healed on the streets? What would it have been if you would have been the one that really enjoyed watching him heal others and do things so wonderful as he? I can hardly imagine, as I began this week to try to put some things together, actually a little beyond just this week, but God had begun to deal with me about tell the people what came out of that tomb. Don't live with the horror of putting somebody on the cross. Don't live with the horror of the pain that I suffered, he said. Don't live with the magnanimity of thinking that the crowd can conquer the Christ. He said, do not live with all of that. He said, I want you to tell the people what came out of that tomb. Because I am the resurrection, and I am the life, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the love, I am the glory, I am the keeper of the kingdom. I am that I am, and I'm coming Sunday to heal and to make right all the weariness and the fatigue of humanity. I am come for you to be able to shout and dance without a worry. I have a God that is able to do everything, and he has done it, and he's going to do it again. And he's coming back for a people that are shouting and dancing and praising his name every day. I've got a God that is magnifical. But know this, the mental anguish must have been the most mental torment for him to maybe think, maybe I ought not to. Maybe I ought to stop. Maybe I ought to destroy the sinners. They don't act like they really like me. They don't act like it really makes a big difference. They call themselves religious people. They call themselves churchgoers. They call themselves leaders of the blind. And yet they didn't heal the sick. They didn't resurrect the dead. But I have. And I'm going to prove it greater. I'm going to give my life for that. I'm going to let y'all take me there with your iniquities and your sins and your anger and your fierceness. I am going to let you take my body. Because I want to show you what's going to come out of that tomb. I've already got the plan. They think they're going to hide me away, because everybody that got in a tomb has always stayed there. But he said, I am the one that is just about to prove that the Word of God is sure and the Spirit of God is powerful, and the future for anybody who would dare to walk through the door and repent of their sins and be baptized into the name of Jesus and filled with my Spirit. He said, whether they put them in the grave or whether the rapture takes place, I'm coming again and I'm going to call them out of this earth, and they'll never see another bad day, and they'll never be tempted to go another way, and they're going to rise up in the middle of the day and in the middle of the night, and suddenly the sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. You've never seen a storm so great that can turn over oak trees and can turn over bridges and turn over other things, like what's going to happen on the day of the Lord when the graves open up and all the heaven is filled with mama and daddy and grandma and the young people. I'm here to tell you, we got a right to dance. We've got a right to shout. We got a right. We've got a God that is proven. Imagine when they stuffed him in the grave and religious people thought they had put themselves in a posture of being so strong they could kill the healer. To posture themselves as they could stop an infinite birth that had no real husband. They thought they could do that. You're looking at a world that needs a spiritual economy upgraded to that level, where that God, the only wise God, the only God that's ever been resurrected in a flesh body, the only God that has called us out of the world into his marvelous light. Friend, don't leave his presence without turning your life 100%, because he will not have a partial bride. It will be with total consent. I give my mind, my heart, my life to your treasure chest, the Word of God, which houses the promises of God, and the power structure which gives us the fruit of the Spirit, the 9 fruit of the Spirit. We're not talking about just feeling good one day. We're talking about having joy, righteousness, and peace, which is the kingdom powers that reach into the depths of all the 9 fruit of the Spirit. You need to know those to be able to recognize, I am totally committed to Jesus because I can sense joy and peace and righteousness working in my members. And I need a pastor and a preacher that will remind me I'm not designed to go to hell. I am designed to crucify the flesh. Because my leader, he showed us the way. Crucify your flesh. Don't let your flesh rule your mind. Don't let your carnal concepts of life come from the library that has no burial, that an empty tomb is the only essence of what happened in my life. I am now moving forward into this wonderful Easter season, which we are identifying. It's not just another holiday. It is a holy day. It is a wonderful memory realization that God lived in flesh and he put his body in the front of religion. And religion is the one that tried to destroy him, because they wanted to have a God they could manipulate. But God said, that's not the way it's going to be. You're going to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, or you're not getting the privileges that I have designed for you. But when you see me and they take me to that cross and they nail me to that cross. Have we got the other pictures? Do we have the empty tomb? And we have the resurrection. I want you to see all three of them if y'all can just one after another. Leave them up there a couple of minutes, 3-4 minutes. It's okay. I want those three pictures established in our mind today because I want to tell you this Messiah suffered for you, sir. So that when you get married, and I know you do got plans. I mean, that may be 10 years from now, but you got plans. Just call me when you need me. Ladies and gentlemen, going to the house of God ought to be the most exciting event of our week. I want to thrill with us on the hill of sacrifice. The thrill on the hill of sacrifice. Well, can you imagine what it was like when they put those nails in his hands? I'm talking about the hands that had put his hands on suffering people and they came to healing. I'm talking about the hands that never hurt one person and religion had hurt many. They left them in decadence while he left them in inheritance. He, the mighty God, the wonderful, the counselor, the Prince of Peace, the author of joy, the author of peace. And he said, let me tell you something, Pastor. He said, I want you to get it clear to that people that I went into the grave and I wanted them to know that my joy is coming out of the grave. I wanted them to know that healing is coming out of the grave. I want them to know there's a future coming out of the grave. I want them to sense the sensation that they are not just going to die in their flesh. They are going to live in their spirit and they're going to all get a brand new body. Can you imagine Brother Randy getting up out of your seat right now and getting out of here and posing just a little bit what it's going to be like when you and I get on the streets of glory and you talk about shouting. You talk about running the aisles. You talk about dancing in the Holy Ghost. You talk about redeemed. I'm here to tell somebody this Sunday morning, out of that tomb. He left fatigue in the tomb. He left weariness in the tomb. He left sorrow in the tomb. He left it all in the tomb. And he said, I want to tell you, I'm about to go up. And when I go, I'm going to let you see that I am that I am. And I am going to the heaven. But that's not going to be the end. All that are in Christ Jesus, who have been baptized into Jesus, who have been filled with Jesus, who walk in Jesus. That word is the way we walk. That is our highway to progress. That is our highway to holy, our highway to victory. It's our highway. It's not one thing. Just talking in tongues don't do it. It's walking in the Spirit. Talking in tongues is exactly what the book said. Howbeit in the Spirit, they speak mysteries. For the Spirit itself has a relationship with God. When you've talked in tongues as you pray, be sure and watch your thought patterns after you have prayed. Don't just run off. When you talk in tongues, you're going way beyond what the devil can do. You're walking out of the flesh. Howbeit in the Spirit they speak in another language. Brother, let me tell you something. When you talk in the Holy Ghost. Now, I've seen people fake it. But I'm talking about when you're in the Spirit and you begin to speak in a heavenly language, I'm telling you, watch your thoughts in the next few days or 3 hours, because suddenly those angels that are ministering spirits are going to be deciphering everything your heart truly prayed for. This is not just a Pentecostal activity. It is a God relationship. It is so much more superior than just going to a place and getting a good little feeling, doing a little jig. No. When we come to praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I made it another week. I got another paycheck. My house is still in place. We still have air. We still have heat. We still have food. Joy to the Lord. You watch that happening atmosphere in the home that is doing all that thankfulness. Thankfulness is a wonderful attribute and brings a harvest of response from the holy city. Thought patterns that you can leap over a troop, jump over a wall and say, let me tell you something. I may have troubles and I may have a path that's got all kind of obstacles, but I know in whom I have believed. I'm following the footsteps of a king. I'm following the footsteps of success. I am following the footsteps of holiness. I am following the footsteps of righteousness. I am finding peace every day. When all hell is breaking loose, I find the peace of God that passes understanding. I am the mother of a great kid. Keep looking. Wonderful. Wonderful Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace. Come on, somebody sing it, lead it out. Well, we got a duet so far. Go ahead. Come on, folks. We're this together.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Well, He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. He's wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's the Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Well, He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. And wonderful is my Redeemer.
Praise His. I can tell you baseball won't give you that spirit. I can tell you football won't give you that spirit. I'm telling you winning a golf tournament won't give you that spirit. I'm telling you $1 million won't give you that spirit. I can tell you multi-millions cannot save you out of a hell and save you out of a grave. But the blood of Jesus and the power of His name and the glory of His victory lives in this hour today. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. You want to know why we crucify it? Because the flesh wants to do what flesh wants. And the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. So that, watch this statement from heaven, that you cannot do the things that you would. Whenever there is a crossroad, a chance to try to do it the way of the world instead of the way of God, and just take a little dose of God and take a little dose of the world, which is called in God's term lukewarm. And He said, because you're lukewarm, I, God, will spit you out. You can't get a little dose of God and expect all of God. He said, you got to give me your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when you give me all of you, I'll give you all of me. That's the second time I've already told you. I want to say it again, hopefully, before I finish. I'm here to tell you that if you give him all of you, you will get all of him. But you can't expect all of him if you've got a concert going. This is a whole lot more pluralized than we've ever seen. The book said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered the heart of man the rest of the heavens that you're going to rule and reign. I can't imagine some of you wonderful people that are absolutely going to have a whole planet. So let's look at what he destroyed by coming out of the tomb. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, which has to do with jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and then he just pluralizes that. And such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's the second time I've tried to tell you this. I want you to get it, because I want us to understand this is no game. This is not like, okay, well, if we don't win this game, we'll just try to come back next year. We'll just come back next time God gets another earth. We'll just come back and see if we can get out of hell free. I'm here to tell you, friend, there's only one chance. You've got one life to live, and you've got a chance to live it life with God or live it with the flesh. And that's why I am preaching as hard as I can today, because I don't want to see one of us miss the mark of the high calling of God. And he's calling the young, and he's calling the elders, and he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. I will arrest all that junk, and I will stop all that junk, and I will keep all of that from getting in your life, because my spirit in you will repel carnality and envyings and strife and all of the above. But worship me, and I will bring to you angels that will bring a barrier between your home and the world out yonder. The fruit of the Spirit. Watch these things and make sure that you've got them in your mind and in your heart. Love came out of that. Let me back up just a minute. I wanted to emphasize just a little bit more as I begin to come to a close to an end. Do you have a picture of the resurrection? You got it? I want them to see the empty tomb, and I want them to see the presence of a resurrection, because the Bible said the children of this generation are wiser in their day than the children of light. Have any of you created a computer that could put the resurrection up there on the board? All you got to do is go to Google, put on there the resurrection or the ascension. One or the other will bring up pictures of the ascension of people getting out of a grave, going to the heavens. And I happen to know that none of my friends have created those pictures. It's been the world. He said the children of this generation are wiser in their day than the children of light. Why? They sparkle to get the interest that they are the people that are leaders. because they can create an empty tomb in a picture. They can create an ascension, a bunch of people going up into the heavens. It's an amazing thing when you get on your Google Drive, OneDrive, or whatever it is, that you can get all those pictures. Just write it in there. My computer is full of that kind of stuff, because I'm telling you, this God is not a fake. The fact that people just fake it doesn't mean he is not real. That's what they thought at Calvary. They thought they could kill him and crucify him and he would be through. What they didn't know, he was just getting ready. He let them put him in that tomb because he wanted them to know the oasis of those who die in the Spirit. And when he came out of that tomb, what an ascension. And they watched him go up without a helicopter, without a rocket. Are you guys ready for that? To get out of a tomb and go to another place that our astronauts have never been? They've been to pretty cool places. I have a friend, he was quite a bit older, more elderly than me, that he built one of the fuel tanks for the moon rocket, moon orbit thing, whatever they call that. And they went up there on the moon, landed on the moon. And my brother, who was 40 years older than me, he helped build some of that stuff. I can't imagine what he felt when he realized that he had a hand on millions of miles away, and he didn't even get to heaven with that moon rocket. But this man touched the moon rocket. But he touched something greater than a moon rocket. He touched the power that prevails over the entire creation. Look up there and see the North Star. I've been watching it a whole lot in the last few months. Just amazes me how far. Go Google how far the North Star is and realize you're seeing it with your naked eye. It's amazing. And what I see in that book rivals the North Star. It marvels and rivals those people landing on the moon. A whole new body without a spacecraft. Can you imagine? Stand up a minute, would you? All of a sudden, where's Randy? Where's Randy go? You better hold on to him. You better hold on to that spirit. Because you want to go when Randy goes, don't you? And anybody else want to go with when the others go? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to be waiting here when y'all take off. You say, Brad, Pastor, you trying to be funny? I'm trying to get your attention, yes. I'm trying to do anything I can to tell you that when he went in that grave, he was the mighty God. He was the everlasting Father. He was the Prince of Peace. He is the glory that came from the holy city. And ladies and gentlemen, when he walked out of that tomb, he brought out of that tomb every work of the Spirit. Don't try to live in spiritual poverty and try to get the excellence of God. Pray every morning. Pray every day. Worship God every day. Don't just go through the calisthenics of a church service. No, 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 no. Get with the singers. Get with the preacher. Get with the praise. Get with it. Hallelujah. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Praise His holy name. Why don't we just practice it right now all over this building? Let's glorify the name of Jesus. You can be seated about 3 more minutes and we're going to have an altar service. Out of that, the fruit They that are in Christ, that have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust, for we live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit, not on Sunday, not on Wednesday. Walk in the Spirit every day. Walk in the Spirit every morning. Walk in the Spirit every evening. Don't let it be partial. We're talking about the inheritance. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. Just shouting or dancing to the music is not what he's after. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank God for the songs that do help us to move into a new rhythm, envying one another and all of the etc. We are not here for that. Be ye therefore, Paul said to the church at Ephesus, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us and an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. I happen to know of a man that's one preacher, and his name is Robert Meyer. And I want to tell you, I was raised in a wonderful home, but I didn't always follow the way of the Lord. And I cannot tell you how wonderful it was that final time when I made my way to Calvary and I said, look, I'm not going that way anymore. I've already met enough demons and I have already sensed enough devils. I am not going that way. And I haven't been perfect, but let me tell you, striving for the mastery is my purpose. I am not going to hell if I can stop it. And I believe I can stop it. I believe I can walk into Christ. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, all you that are weary, all of you that have had enough of the world. Come on, get with me. I will take you to where you've never been, but always wanted to be. You say, Pastor, does it all happen at night? Because I've seen people get the Holy Ghost and talk in tongues. I've seen them get baptized in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody right here right now that you're almost ready to stand up and I'm fixing to invite you to do it? You still enjoy the fact that you were baptized in the name of Jesus and you're walking in the Holy Ghost and you'd like to stand up and just shout, thank you, Jesus. Why don't you do that? Let people know who you really are. You're not just a Pentecostal. You are an apostolic, God-given person. You're walking in the holiness of God and the righteousness of God. I'm here to tell you, hallelujah. We're not just going through some calisthenics. This is revival time. God is God and he is able. And if there's anybody that wants the Holy Ghost, this is good time for you to come. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And he said, for those of you that are lukewarm, he said, get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's what this Easter Sunday and the empty tomb says. You can. I will. And I will come again. The empty tomb has all of the fruit of the Spirit that will conquer all of the works of the flesh. His pain was unthinkably painful. And so he don't want you to have to suffer what he suffered. And so he's telling you, I left a reserve at the pulpit. I left a reserve in my word. Study. This altar's open for people that want to pray for the lost in our city. Perhaps there's a people that would like to come to the front on this Sunday morning and pray. God, pray for every preacher in the city. Pray for every mother in the city. Pray for every dad in the city. Pray for all of the business owners.
In the midst of my darkness.
Just like me.
to the very